Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havighurst.
Lit out and walking, everybody's talking, where's my baby now?
Kieran Kane and Raina Gellert visited Middle Tennessee State this week to play songs from their new album, The Ledges, a spare duo recording made by themselves last summer in a cabin in upstate New York.
If you liked the show, you're going to love this record because it's exactly what we did.
Kane says the album title comes straight from its region with its rocky outcrops. Gellert says the setting for writing and recording was idyllic in the woods with views of water and no cell service.
Which was key, I think, for getting into the space that we got into and doing the writing that we were doing and being able to relax into recording in a way where there really was no schedule.
Gellert is a lifelong old-time fiddler and singer, most widely recognized as a founding member of the innovative old-time band Uncle Earl. Kane is a songwriter and instrumentalist who pioneered the Americana movement in Nashville as a co-founder of artist-owned Dead Reckoning Records more than 20 years ago. Kane played on and produced Gellert's folky Workin's Too Hard recording of 2017, but The Legends is their debut as a formal duo. It's also a revival for an important music brand that's been quiet in recent years.
We wanted to kind of relaunch the record label and actually put out records again. And I couldn't be prouder of it, really. You know, the way it was done and what it is and what it represents.
The Dead Reckoning catalog includes music from Mike Henderson, Kevin Welch, Tammy Rogers, and other widely known Roots artists. Welch is preparing a new release as well. For more on the story, visit WMOT.org.